Two, one. Hi,
Hi
everyone.
everyone.
Well, welcome back to Muslimish.
Yes, and before we start, a little disclaimer that if you're hearing any background noise, I'm so sorry because there's a lot of kids in this house. But also, Aziza won't be able to make it to this podcast and probably to others. Like she's gonna though, but not every single one of them because of personal problems. But yeah, let's start.
Sadly. And
Yeah.
this is our first episode, so I'm really kind of sad that she's not
Yeah,
here.
our actual first episode.
Yeah.
But you know,
But yeah, it is what it
it
is.
is what it things happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm Umu, if you guys forgot my voice, because we haven't recorded in like what, 2, 3 weeks?
Like, yeah, so long. And I'm Miriam.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of issues
Yeah, a
recently.
lot. Like, a lot of things got in the way these past few weeks.
Yeah, we didn't forget about you guys, so
Yeah.
yeah.
This is like our third time trying to record this episode, so
Exactly.
yeah. And
Yeah,
it's just not working out, hopefully.
inshallah.
Yeah.
So today we are discussing Ramadan goals and goals in general. Okay, so we know Ramadan ended like what, 2 weeks
Like,
ago?
yeah,
A week ago?
a week ago.
Yeah, that's crazy. But
Yeah, and that
yeah,
was
and that was like the fastest Ramadan I've
no,
ever
literally, like,
went through.
it was so quick.
All right. Okay, so
Yes, but we want to talk about how was our Eid and Ramadan. So, how was Eid for you, Umu?
okay, so my Eid was pretty, it wasn't fun, but it was enjoyable. It is what it is. But
It
yeah, it is what it is. But my Ramadan was actually really good. This was like a turning point for me, you know?
is.
Yeah. How about you?
My Eid, I really liked this year's Eid. It was just something about it. Like, it was so chill, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't like crazy fun. Like, we didn't do anything crazy fun, but it was good. And Ramadan, to be honest, this year, I disappointed myself. I disappointed myself, but that's okay. Inshallah, I get to the next.
Inshallah.
And yeah,
Yeah.
and it will be better than this year's.
I know your Eid was fun because that fit you ate. That
I
fit
ate, to be
ate.
honest.
Your Eid pictures were amazing.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro. She literally ate Eid up. Like, literally.
Bro,
She
next
fasted
Eid,
a
oh my
whole.
God.
Huh?
We're not even gonna be in New York.
Girl,
Whatever.
that's not be kind of depressing right now.
Yes, but you have to take good pictures over there, okay?
Okay, inshallah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Say, like, okay, before we actually start the podcast,
Okay,
so.
yeah. So before we start the podcast, we would just like to let you guys know that managing a podcast during this time where it's
Bro,
finals and AP exams like month
this.
and week, like it's crazy. And my AP exam is actually tomorrow, so I'm gonna
Good
stop.
luck.
Thank you. Inshallah, bro, I get a 4 because apparently people they're not accepting threes now. So
What?
yeah, I heard they're not accepting threes. I don't know if it's true though. I'm gonna
No,
look
I have
more
to
into
search
it.
that up.
Yeah, because a 4 is like kind of hard to
That's
maintain.
OD, right?
Yeah, and I'm taking the AP World History. It's so much from like
Yeah.
yeah. But anyways, how about you? Like, how do
Me,
you?
honestly, I've just been trying to ignore the workload. I know that's not good, but like what I do, because my school, our class periods are like 1 hour and 30 minutes long. So I tell myself, like, if I don't finish my work in class, that's your fault, because we got like a lot of work time. So what I did was I just tried my best to do all the work in class. And if I didn't do it in class, I would just do it. And so that, you know, like I would have free time. And it kind of worked for majority of classes. For other classes, it's okay. We're not gonna talk about it. But
Chemistry.
yeah, no. We're not gonna talk about that. But honestly, right now it's not as bad as it is for you, for me, because my school does IB and that starts in junior year. So I'm not taking any AP classes right now, but next year I'm gonna be taking IB classes, so yeah.
Good luck. AP World, oh my god, bro. That we like, I really enjoy the class, but like, it's so much work, so much reading. Half the time, I don't even be reading. So, yeah. But anyways, into the topic. So, Ramadan goes. Mm-hmm. First of all, for our non-Muslim listeners, what even is Ramadan? Like, you could probably get a general, like, meaning of Ramadan because, you know, everyone knows Muslims fast, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not the only...
It's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than... So, the general idea of Ramadan is they probably think it's fasting, you know, praying, worshiping Allah. But it's kind of deeper. So, what even is Ramadan? Ramadan comes from the Arabic word Ramadan, literally meaning the hot month, from Ramad, meaning dryness. So, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and the Islamic calendar is just 9 months in total. So, it's basically the last month. And we observe it through fasting, praying, reflection, and with our community. Also, you have to try to put your place into, like, you have to, like, be conscious of the world and, like just be grateful for everything you have, because, you know, some people don't get food and stuff. And that's why we say donate, like, food and stuff, like zakat, and just, like, you know. Yeah, basically. Yep. So, Ramadan is just, like, a very holy month for us Muslims. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, we already talked about how, was it stressful? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, before I state what my goals were, I would say completing them was kind of stressful, like, especially with school and everything, like we were just talking about. It was, like the first Ramadan back at actual school, too.
Yo, yeah.
Like, bro, like, I was struggling. Like, I would be in class starving. Having to do all these, like, tests, all these exams, everything.
Yeah. Especially, like, with my school. So, you know, I go to early college school. So, the workload is so much work, right? Mm-hmm. And we have tests, like, every week. Whether it's from the same class or a different class, we just have a test every week. So, I was struggling to keep up. And my sleep schedule, I literally slept 2 to 3 hours every night.
I think you slept.
Huh?
I will wake up to multiple notifications from you.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, it's 3 a.m. What is she doing?
Yeah, so basically my schedule was like, okay, sleep at like what? Sleep after I pray Fajr and, you know, yeah. Oh, no. Basically sleep after Fajr to like when I wake up first to like 5:30-ish, right? Mm-hmm. But I would sleep, but if I slept at like, I would sleep around like 4 a.m., maybe. Mm-hmm. And I'll wake up at like 6 because I could wake up a little later now since I'm not eating breakfast or anything. And then I would just go to school and then blah, 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 come home, do homework. And I would be up till always like to like 2 or 3 a.m., you know. Mm-hmm. Like I barely slept because I had to struggle with like keeping like the religious mindset, but also like keep up with school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was actually kind of enjoyable, like, yeah, the food was mid.
It was fun. Yeah, the food was mid.
The food was mid. Yeah.
This year's food was not it. But that's okay. We have to be grateful for
that. Yeah, because some people don't
have food.
Exactly.
Yeah. At least we have food.
Yeah.
But okay, let's go into the actual topic, which is our goals. So, Umu, what were your goals for this Ramadan?
My goals, okay. I kind of had not many goals, but anyways, one of my goals is to try to pray on time. So I do pray, mashallah, you know, because you know, praying is kind of like, I pray 5 times, and you know, even though I do pray, I get like lost in some stuff and forget to pray, you know, and like the time is like off or something. But this Ramadan, I did pray on time for the most part, but, you know, school. But, like, by the time I got home, it was, like, almost, like, what's it called? Asr. Mm-hmm. So, I would just play Asr and Duhur, you know. But, anyway, the next one was, like, to make a lot of dua. And I did make a lot of dua. May Allah accept them, you know.
Yeah,
because that's the thing, you know. And also, last year for Ramadan, I barely went to Tarawih. But this year I did go, and my goal was to go to like around 8 to 10 nights, and I did. I
As you
don't,
said.
yeah, and I did because, I before I came home, and I had to do homework and stuff, but I started pushing myself to go and then doing homework later or before, because I took a nap before between like Asr and Maghrib sometimes, so yeah, and also to donate. I donated once, but it was something. It was something.
Exactly, it's
It was
something though.
something. Yeah, because
Especially you're not working, like.
yeah, I had to save up this money for to donate, you know. No one was to help my mom make iftar, and yes, I didn't help my mom make iftar, which I'm proud of because I will be honest, I never did. Like, I literally hated going in the kitchen, but and to read Quran and to keep it consistent. And it was consistent. And inshallah, it would stay consistent throughout until the next Ramadan and the one after.
Yeah, that real bad for you, like just
Yeah,
follow through
like,
with everything.
yeah, you know. And also, like, I started being more conscious, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I became more conscious of, like, who I am and what I do. And I've tried to, like, if it's something bad, I've tried to, like, remove it from my life and et cetera. Yeah. How about you?
So my goals, I didn't have many, but my main ones were one, to stay off TikTok, because that app, like,
It's so addicting.
it's so addicting, and like some videos like bring some different type of rage to me, and it's Ramadan, so I don't want to be angry. So I was like, let me stay off of that. Let me stay off TikTok because of that and because of all the music,
Oh,
because
yeah.
I didn't want to be surrounded with that much music, which I did stay off TikTok until like the last week, but it's okay. I just want my volume down. Not that it's any better. I just want my volume down.
That's all. That's some of us, not all. Let me not say
Yeah.
all because, yeah. But yeah.
And then my next goal was to pray the last prayer earlier, because it's always that one, like, I usually pray with my family, but when I'm praying with my family, it's like they have so many things to do before they can actually pray. So I was like, let me just pray by myself, and like so I could pray earlier, because I hate like praying that prayer so late, because I feel like, oh, like you're just pushing it aside. But yes, I completed that. And to stop cursing, which I did, I literally did, and I still don't, like.
That's good.
I know,
I
I know.
because like I'm gonna be honest, I curse like but I know when to like not like
Once in
curse.
a, yeah,
Yeah, like I
exactly.
went like I like made myself like conscious of cursing, like be careful because this like even after Ramadan, like every time like before like I'm about to curse, I think about it like I
I'd
start
be like, yo, is this really necessary?
is this really do I have to, I do I
Do I
really have
have
to
to?
say this?
Like, you don't.
Yeah, you don't like yeah. So
You
inshallah,
really
bro,
don't.
hopefully I stop cursing, period. Because I do.
Right.
It will come out randomly, but like I've lessened that,
Yes, it's gotten way better.
Yeah.
And then to stop backbiting, which I don't think I backbited once this Ramadan.
Yes.
Because it's just easy, because there's nothing to backbite about, honestly. Like, unless somebody's like making me really mad, there's like no reason you should be like talking about somebody crazy like that. But yeah, like I don't do that unless someone's making me really mad. And thankfully, nobody made me really mad this Ramadan, so I didn't backbite or anything. And then my last one was to keep a positive mindset, which I think I did. I think I really did, because I was just like, every time I thought, oh, like something just negative, I would be like, it's Ramadan, like just be positive about it. Be positive, pray, make dua, like, and things will be better. And yeah, that was kind of my mindset throughout the whole Ramadan.
Mashallah. Mashallah. That's literally, I feel like this Ramadan was like a turning point for a lot of people, especially like us, But anyways, so goals for after Ramadan. Now that we've done our goals for Ramadan, what are our goals for after? So, okay, I'll start. I only have one goal for after Ramadan. And it's not to forget all that I did in Ramadan
Wallahi,
and to use it and change my hab my bad habits and keep my good habits, you know? Like Quran, reading Quran, because I struggle with reading Quran. Like, I'll pick it up once in a while, but like I have to start picking it up, like even if it's like 3-4 times a week, you know?
Yeah, like
And
something is better than nothing.
yeah, and praying on time. I think I still have that right now for Ramadan. And even music, like I'm literally trying. I haven't listened to music. Okay, I've listened to it once this week. I've listened to it once this week. But like when I listened to it, I was like, bro, do you need this? Yeah. Do you need this?
Oh my God, let me tell you, I haven't listened to Ramadan since the beginning.
You haven't listened to Ramadan. You haven't listened to Ramadan.
Music since the beginning of Ramadan. And what I did, this is so, so corny, but okay, first of all, let me explain how this started. So we just be eating iftar, right? Mm-hmm. And my uncle, astaghfirullah, but I can't listen to him chew. Like, it actually aggravates me. So usually, if something like that was to happen, I would put music. But I was like, yo, like, there's other things to listen to, like white natural sounds. So I was like, I like the sound of rain. Let me search up rain sounds on Spotify. So that's what
I think. It's so comforting.
It's so, like, calm and comforting. So now every time that I'm, like, mad, I'll just listen to that instead of music.
Bro, that's such a good habit. Mm-hmm. You know, also, like, when I was mad, like, people talk about how when they're mad, they listen to music, they blast and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was never that type of person. Like, usually when I was mad, like, I would play something, like, calming, like you said, the rain, you know? And then I would also, like try to listen to something that calms me, like, you know, Quran. And you know, because music never really calmed me down. It just, I don't know, music is not like something that heavily influences my life, right?
Yeah, it's not really calming.
Yeah, it's not like really like addicted. I'm not addicted to music, because you see how Ramadan I stopped listening to music, like it was pretty easy for
it
me.
It was
like,
easy. Yeah,
yeah, it was easy. Like, even last year, when I stopped listening to music, like two months after that, I completely stopped listening to music. Like, even if I listen to music, it would be like for 2-3 minutes, you know. And I feel like, and then after, you know, because you know stuff, you know, people drop music and stuff, so I started getting back into it. And I realized it was actually way worse before. Like, the way I used to listen to music, it was terrible. Okay, but why are we getting off topic? Music is even... Okay, we should talk about this later. We should talk about this later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did your goals for after Ramadan. I'm going to do mine.
Okay.
So basically, mine is literally the exact same as yours. So I just want to, like, add on to it. Because I think that, like, a lot of people see Ramadan as just, like, a pause to your negative habits. But that's, like, not what it is. It should be a start to, like, the end of your negative habits. Mm-hmm. So basically... what I want to do is remember what I did during Ramadan and try to apply that to my everyday life and not have it be, like, only a Ramadan thing. Like, you shouldn't be doing halal stuff only during Ramadan. Be doing it throughout your whole life, you know? So, yeah. So, our other goals, like school, future, anything. What are yours?
Definitely to become a billionaire. Like, I'm serious about that. Like, even if I'm not wealthy, I just want to be happy, like, money wise. Like, because I don't want to be out here struggling. Like, of course, if I have money, I will donate and stuff, because, you know, other people deserve that happiness too. But like, I just want to be happy financially wise, you know. So. And
honestly, same.
Yeah. Also, with school, one of my biggest goals for school this year, I have a goal list for, like, this semester. We're not going to speak on it. But but I will say one of my biggest goals this semester is to get that 95% average. Because right now it's at an 89. We're working towards it. I'm literally, like, trying to, like, fix my grades and ask for, like, extra credit and stuff, you know, because that 95 has to come, or else I will cry. It's chemistry, bro. It's chemistry. Chemistry
is chemistry.
It's always chemistry, bro. But yeah. And for future, that was my future goal. Yeah, just to be happy, you know. And Islamically wise, as I said before, keep that positive mindset, get rid of my bad habits, you know, and get closer to Allah, you know. So, yeah, that's literally it.
Mine is the same money wise. Like, I want to have money that I'm able to support for myself, like be able to donate, you know, family and stuff like that. School. My goals for school is for my chemistry grade to raise to a 95 at least.
What
At
is it
least
right now?
95.
Or
Right
is that too
now,
much to ask?
I haven't checked. Last time I checked, it was an 88, but I haven't checked. But also, my goal is next year when I take IB to not overwhelm myself, to stick to due dates and to have like good time management, because IB is a lot. Like, it's a lot and it's a lot of work. So I don't want like my junior year average to my GPA to
Yeah, same.
deteriorate, because right now it's like
Deteriorate.
a 98. If it falls any lower, I'm actually like,
Your average is a 98. Do
yes,
you know how jealous I am right now?
it's
Like, I won't say
okay.
my average because I'm not satisfied with it. Until I'm satisfied, then I'll say what my average is.
No, it's okay. Like, we all like, bro, you'll do good. You'll do good. You see the school you're going to, like, I promise you. But
Hopefully. Okay.
yeah.
So, what do you think a goal is? Like, is a goal always short term or can it be a long term? Is there ever a success sucks sucks
Successful
is
goal.
I cannot say that word. Like, literally, I
Successful.
literally cannot say successful.
Successful.
Okay, so is there ever a successful goal? You
Okay.
know?
Okay. For me, a goal usually never, I feel like it depends what the goal is, but like, don't put like a, not a time limit, like a due date kind of on it. Because like, if you're pressuring yourself to do it by that day, like, it's just, you're gonna get worked up on it. And like, for me, it's just like, if you just set it and you're like, okay, at least by the end of the year, don't be like, oh, by next month, because that's just like a lot of work and there's other things that are definitely gonna get in the way. So I think it should definitely be long term. And for short term goals, like, those are just like small goals. So those are just aren't your like more important goals. And successful goals, I mean, I've had successful goals, so yeah. But what about you?
Okay, I do not think a goal is something that isn't easy. No, is easy to accomplish. Because whether long term or short term, you always have to do something to work towards it, you know? So for example, if you're like, oh, I want to save this much money for like a new shoe, like new shoes, plural, because why would anyone want to buy one shoe? But anyways, like two shoes. Shoes or right, you would have to like work to save. You have to get a job, or if you don't have a job, you know. And if you do have a job, you would have to like start saving that money because I know being a person who spends a lot of money, it's hard to save money, but you would have to like save that money if it's short. If it's long term, like oh, I want to be in the NBA, yeah, you're gonna have to work hard for that. You're gonna have to go through the process and everything, you know. It's not easy to attain those goals. And every goal is successful. There's not a not successful goal because if it's a goal, that means it's attainable. It has to be attainable if it's a goal, you know? It's not like, oh, this is never happening. It's like I hope to make this happen, you know? So yeah. But so we have some goals, like tip goals for people because and these are the goals I use because I'm like
Tips
a
or
goal
goals?
maker, huh?
Tips or goals?
No, tips for goals. It's
Yeah,
like to make
you said
wait.
these the goals I use.
Yeah, these are the tips I use to make goals, you know. I'm so sorry. Like I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm literally sleep deprived. But yeah. So one of them is write down your goals. Whenever you think of a small or big goal, write it down and then come back to it. And maybe even start working towards it. Because you will randomly be out on the streets and you'll probably see a sign and it'll be like, oh, new, I don't know, new book coming out or something, right? And you need that money. So write it down real quick because, you know, you
Make
need
sure
to get...
you remember that. Like...
Yeah, you need to remember because people forget. People forget, obviously. Okay, so the next one, Miriam.
Okay, so being consistent. So take small steps towards your goals. Like, don't just wait for it to happen. I read somewhere, like, a goal is not a goal without a plan. Like, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So make your plan. Like Umu said, like, write down your plan step for step. So you know how to get to that goal. Because without a plan, it's just a wish. Like, there's no way for you to actually get to it.
Mm-hmm. And on that, make a commitment. Like, if you have a goal and you're just like, okay, this is a goal, and you're not committed to it, then you're not determined to accomplish it. You need to know that you will attain this goal. Be committed, be determined, go for it.
Okay. Also, set goals that you can control. A lot of goals, like a lot of more of the long-term goals are like really hard to actually accomplish. So you want to make sure that you're setting goals for yourself that are actually achievable. Like, I don't even know if that's a word, but you
want to make sure
that it's actually like you're actually able to succeed and you're actually able to accomplish the goal.
Use SMART goals. Okay, if you guys don't know what SMART is, I'm pretty sure someone have heard of this. SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. Literally what we all just said summarized. Literally, yeah. that's literally what it is. But using this SMART goal like tactic is really helpful. It makes a great goal. And I use this all the time when I'm setting goals because I want a positive outcome. And this makes me set on knowing that it will most likely be positive and that it can actually garner me success, you know? Because if I'm setting a goal, I know I want that goal to be set. I want it to happen. So, yeah. So, I hope these tips helped you guys, you know?
Honestly, because they are really helpful to me. So, hopefully it could be helpful to everybody else.
Yes.
But before we talk about the goals we have for this podcast, I want to say, like, just don't give up. Like, honestly, you can achieve every goal if you just don't give up. Like, if you have a plan, don't give up. Stick to that goal.
Never give up.
And I know, like, probably everybody tells them that, but it's true. But now for our podcast goals. Umu, what are...
I think we've said this in the intro, but my goal for this podcast is to create a space for, like, people like me, you know? It's hard being a person, like, a Black hijabi woman out there, especially in American society, you know?
For real.
And I just want to talk about, like, what my experiences are and, like, I want to make sure people know that they're not alone, you know? And even if you're not like me, I want you to know that there's someone out there who gives up about you, you know? And inshallah, hopefully one of my biggest goals is we do something with this. So it's not honestly, just like, it's not just a hobby. It's like an actual like part of like who we are and what other people are, you know? So what about you?
Mine, to gain, like, build a community, like you said, just to have people be able to relate to us and for us to relate to other people and to be able to speak freely, you know?
Yeah.
And like a non-judgmental space. In a non-judgmental space. And just like you said, to actually be able to take this podcast somewhere because, like, for me, I want to be somewhere in the journalist or publishing.
Okay, I see you.
I think, like, starting a podcast in journalism is, like, wow. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like, just keep that in. I feel like starting a podcast in journalism is, like, interconnected, you know? So I hope it's, like, a kickstart.
Yes. I hope you become a journalist.
girl,
on CNN or something, like the first hijabi on CNN or something. I think there's a hijabi on CNN.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, but yeah, hopefully.
Closing things off, guys. For our next episode, hopefully Zila's there. If she's not, like we said, it's personal problems. But hopefully she'll be on the next hopefully she'll be on the next one after that. But our next week goal, am I gonna like fully announce it, or is it just like a little hint?
Maybe we could just, okay, so we're planning on seasons. Mm-hmm. So like every season we focus on a specific like topic or something. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking this month, like, what was it I said? I said, yeah, mental health and well-being and just like positivity, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of topics, especially from that story we made. We got a lot of stuff. We literally have a whole page filled of like topics we have to talk about. Yeah, topics, we don't know what we're gonna do, but we have one thing done. So inshallah, we get to everything and even more.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I have a quote for you guys. It's a success. You see, I'm so sick of this word. I literally cannot read. Yes. Okay, she said it. Yeah. But as Oprah Winfrey said, you know what? Let me restate that, because that's not how you say it.
You want me to just say it, bro?
No, I'll say it. Okay. As Oprah oh my God. Bro. Okay. I know how to read, guys. I promise. Yes, I do know. Okay. You know I read like 24/7, right?
Yeah,
okay. As Oprah Winfrey once said, don't worry about being successful. You know, Miriam, you want to read that, girl? Okay, because I'm so tired.
Okay, so as Oprah Winfrey once said, don't worry about being successful, but work toward being significant, and the success will naturally follow.
So I hope you guys are able to complete those goals of yours and make goals. And I hope you guys get successful, you know, success, but you be happy, you know, you get better or something, whatever it is that you're making goals for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's all for today.
Ooh, that was a lot.
Bro, this was our first episode.
I know.
Yo. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel.
Me either.
I feel like happy. Like, I'm so excited to like release this.
Yeah, finally.
But like,
sad that it's
sad. Yeah, I know, sad as Aziza's not here. But inshallah, she'll join us for the next one.
And
we'll probably hear her go, because I'll force her to make some goals.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it,
guys.
Okay.
Bye.
We have to make an outro. This is so random, but we have to make an outro.
Girl,
like,
what would our outro be?
We can't just say bye. Like, that's so boring. And flavorless.
Okay, we'll have to think of one.
And maybe you guys will hear in the next episode.
Yeah. Hopefully by the next. I'm not even going to give a time frame, because you never know.
Yeah. But
stay tuned.
Yeah, but we're working to update every once in a week, because we do have lives.
Yeah.
Maybe in the summer we could upload like twice a week. Mm-hmm. Twice a week, you know. But yeah, for now, this is it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.